That's a tasty number.
That's the Ralph LaLama Quartet with an original composition of Ralph's entitled Dark Chocolate, the best kind.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
That's right. Well, here we are on June 1st, coming up on Saturday night. We'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Metro State University in Denver with their summer soiree. That's Saturday night, right there on the lawn, out in front of the Student Success Building. In studio with us, Jimmy Webb, who comes to us from the Hotel and Hospitality Learning Center. I'm going to ask you to pass around those truffles, my man. We've got our able intern here who's going to give you a taste of the truffles while Jimmy and I talk about the hard work of training students for the hospitality business in a town like Denver. Now, you actually graduated from that program.
I did. I graduated back in, I should have graduated in 9, but I finished in 11. I took off to New Orleans to do some chef work down there and then came back and finished up before I started the job here. So
you graduate with a degree from MSU and correct. You get chef work in New Orleans.
Exactly.
That's called stepping up.
Yeah, I went, spent some time down there, did some private catering for some local, was it the judge and the clerk recorder and Tangipahoa Parish. So.
The scope and the scale of the hospitality operation at Metro, relatively new program. Say, look, you're teaching home ec. You got a nice Westinghouse four burner stove in there, and maybe a couple of cutting boards and a couple knives.
Well, so actually, the program's been around for a little while, but the Hospitality Learning Center itself, we moved into the building in 2012. State of the art facility. We've got most of the latest technology as far as cooking equipment. We've got Convo Therms. They've got computers in them that can make them do things that I don't even know what to do. we can almost offer a degree just in operating those Convo Therms.
Convo Therm?
So it's a Convo Therm, and it uses a steam heat and regular hot air, or just hot air, or just steam.
Okay.
Program it to do, let's say you want to do a prime rib and retain the weight, so you want to steam it for a little while and then finish off at a 500-degree hot air blast at the last 10 minutes just to crisp it up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can program it to do anything you want.
Jimmy Webb is the food lab coordinator and operations manager at the MSU Denver Hotel and Hospitality Learning Center. If I were going into kitchen management, man, I would just want to play with knives.
And we get that a lot too, but then we also get a lot of people who are afraid of knives. So a lot of times it's their first time handling a knife. And so we kind of coach them through it and just kind of get the basics of how a kitchen operates and how, our students, they have to clean up the classroom at the end. They have to sweep and mop. They got to do dishes.
Health department clean.
Oh, yeah.
Health department clean.
We are inspected, and we supply some of the food for the degree restaurant just right next door. Mm. Our students work with the chefs in there, and they'll do some of the prep work. They do the soups of the day during the semester and all kinds of stuff. But we hold them to a high standard, and we really just keep an eye on them. It's a little challenging at first because they got to – not being in a kitchen – you don't know how rigorous it is sometimes.
So. Talk about a finely tuned operation.
I would imagine that some of these kids who come into school and so forth, and even though we're talking hospitality or not specific culinary, with all the stuff that you see on television now, all the entertainment that's out there with people challenging each other.
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks it's Top Chef when they go into class.
Yeah, they go in there and you know, that you got to get yelled at. And I understand there's pressure. You have to do things according. I have one question for you, though, about knives, as long as we're on the subject of knives. Is there such a thing as a knife that you don't have to sharpen? Or is that all just a bunch of baloney that you see on TV?
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Thank you.
Any good knife should be sharpened at least once a month, depending on how much you're using it.
Yeah, that's the extent of my knife knowledge right there. I like to keep them sharp. That's it.
Chef Jimmy is not carrying his knives with him. Wait, they might be in that bag.
No chef knives.
You got a work set and a home set, I'm sure. You graduated from MSU Denver. Just give us an idea of what graduating students are graduating into in Denver's very aggressive culinary scene.
Yeah, so I mean, the scene here in Denver is very aggressive, and we really kind of, our students throughout the program are working in the industry, and they're required to work a certain amount of hours to graduate. I mean, we really encourage internships and working in the industry throughout the whole time, because a lot of times, if you don't, when you come out, you may still be washing dishes. You really got to work your way up, even though you have a degree. You still have to just put in your time and effort. And a lot of people coming out with a degree will still get maybe a line level job with the intent of moving them up. But you gotta expect to be working.
You show your stuff on the line, and
you gotta pay your dues.
You really gotta prove yourself.
Things will go. All right, let's taste those truffles here that Chris passed around.
Mine's gone.
These are going to be served Saturday night at the summer soiree out on the lawn.
I'm honored and privileged to say that I get an opportunity to participate.
Oh,
this year
on the summer soiree Saturday.
Correct. Okay. I am going to be one of the co-hosts.
And there you go. Of the evening. Okay, very
so
good.
I'll be there as well.
This is one of the three different truffles that we'll have there.
Uh-huh.
What are the? This one's a tasty kind of chocolate. What is this?
This is a dark chocolate ganache with a little bit of Grand Marnier, so you get that little hint of orange in there. Nice. We're doing a couple of other ones with a hard chocolate shell filled with
the
ganache.
Means you only get one, Steve.
Okay. All right. And then there's other food as well.
Not
just chocolate. Jimmy Webb from the MSU Denver Hotel and Hospitality Learning Center. The summer soiree is Saturday night at 6:30 out on the lawn in front of the Student Success Building. The website, msudenver.edu/soiree. S-O-I-R-E-E.
Soiree.
Chef Jimmy, thank you for the chocolate,
absolutely,
for the information. Let me just count your fingers. Let me just see. He's got all 10.
Yeah. Hey, you know, can you believe 50 years for that's for the school?
I know. I can't believe it.
Wow.
And the Roadrunners are everywhere. Watch out.
Yeah.
We got two right here in the room with us right now.
Roadrunners.
We're taking over.
Great name.